want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a wonderful show for you this week. But beforehand, Golfer Gal, I got a little rant I got to make.
I know it's unfrequent,
and you know the readers and listeners know that I never rant. But you know, Adidas did the "Where in the World" 2 thing this last month, and it's been going on for a while, and they finally named and selected their 2 people for the adventure that, I'm not going to lie, is like the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, and it is.
I didn't get picked.
No, you did not.
What's that about?
I just don't think you were good enough.
Don't ever say that. But, you know, they picked these 2 guys, and I got to tell you, I can't stand them already. I've never met them or anything, but I can't stand them. And I should be there. I should be able to go to Germany and Norway and Scotland and everywhere else they're going to go.
You may want to just stop talking because they're on the air with us right now.
What?
Yeah. You can take your foot out of your mouth now.
Well, hello, my 2 favorite people. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
I've been better, I got to tell you. So we have Steven and Chris with us. And
how's it going?
It's going well, and this is THP Radio, and we wanted to, you know, I wanted to kind of rant, but apparently we're going to talk to you guys about the Where in the World adventure you guys are getting ready to go to. What made you guys submit your videos and interview and process and everything and get picked ahead of me?
This is Steve here, and for me, I think Chris and I both have somewhat similar stories, but for me, I was randomly looking on Yahoo Jobs, is who Adidas Golf partnered with. And I guess there are over 1 million page views for this job, and or the interview, and it was really just kind of on a whim. You know, I thought it'd be interesting. I had a friend that works for Adidas Golf that thought I'd be good for it, and just went through the process, and here I am today.
This is Chris over here. Mine was pretty similar. Actually, had a bunch of friends that were kind of just graduating from school, and they all really, really thought it was awesome, but none of them were good enough golfers, so they all forwarded it on to me. I took a look at it and thought that this is an opportunity that there's no way that I can't at least go for it. So went for it, and here I am.
Are you guys excited? I'm just,
I think,
like, so
it's clear that one of them took my spot, but I'll let it go for the sake of this interview.
Yeah, we are beyond excited for this.
What has been the last 2 weeks like for you guys? I know that you know, when you were chosen, you've gone to basically headquarters, as I like to call it, and gone through all this stuff. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, so we got down here early last week, and basically we've been kind of put through the ringer. So we've worked a bunch of different jobs here at headquarters. You know, we've gotten to learn about all the different departments. We've gotten to learn about the footwear, the technology, the apparel, and all that technology. And the basic idea behind it is to give us as good an understanding of the Adidas product line as possible before we head out on the road.
And everything has been videotaped for the most part, right? And people can find it online?
That's correct. Basically, the main hub of this adventure is adidasgolf.com/whereintheworld, WEAR. And on that site, our blogs from Chris and I that we've posted from training so far and what we'll be posting when we're on the road. And then there's also 2 videographers that are going to be following us around and have followed us around in training, just to capture what we've been going through, that those videos will be up on that website as well.
It's like you guys have your own reality TV show.
Kind of. We haven't started fighting yet, though.
Well, that's my next question. I mean, this is technically a competition. Don't you guys hate each other already?
No, we're still on speaking terms. You know, it's really interesting because this is a competition, and ultimately one of us will get a full-time job as in the social media space for Adidas Golf. But when we're on this trip, we really need to work together to create some fun and interesting content that we can share to the world and blog about and tweet about and put up on our Facebook wall. So, you know, as much as we're competing, we still need to work together to you know, have fun on this trip, but also create some fun content.
Golfer Gal, I figured out why they didn't choose me, because I wouldn't get along with others.
Well, that, and I don't even think you have a Facebook account.
That's true also. but other than that, I was perfect.
Right, exactly.
Tell us about, you know, I've read everything. I've been following this thing because, like I said, I'm not kidding. I applied, and I've been following this thing since the first one and this one, and it's really a pretty incredible thing. And I know it's done by CoolMax, you know, with the performance fabrics and basically testing the limits. And can you give us kind of a rundown of everything you're going to be going through?
In terms of where we're going to be, where we're going to be playing golf and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, the whole
Correct.
process, everything.
Well, they're kind of keeping us in the dark on a lot of these things. So, you know, we know at least the countries that we're going, and we're going to be playing a couple rounds of golf in each of these places. As far as what other things we're going to be doing, and as far as the challenges and the competitions, they're keeping us pretty much in the dark on that. The one thing that we do know, that terrifies both of us is we heard something about paragliding. And we also heard something about a jungle hike in Thailand,
I
which
saw
scares us
that.
both.
I saw heights plus spiders is no good.
Not to make this all about me as usual, but I'm kind of glad I didn't get picked. Where does this kick off and where do you go first?
Well, we're heading out on Friday to Germany, so we'll be at, you know, Adidas world headquarters, and we're going to be there for about 5, 6 days. It's going to be really, really fun. So we're going to be there. They're having a big party for the World Cup, and you know, we've just learned the U.S. has advanced and Germany has advanced. So should be a blast. After that, we're going to go to Munich for a few days, and then we're heading off to Norway and on our way, you know, kind of whirlwind tour after that.
Wow, that is amazing.
Just so people know, I'm going to give them kind of a rundown of the countries they're going to be in the areas. They're going from Germany to Norway, then to Scotland, then to Dubai, then to the previously mentioned Thailand, then to South Korea, then to Japan, then to Canada, and then back to the States.
And all in 50 days.
Correct.
Correct.
Amazing.
That's scary. How did you guys prepare going in to knowing, you know, outside of the social media side of it, you know, because you guys are going to be on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, again, the Adidas Golf website, their Where in the World minor site, I'll call it. It's www.adidasgolf/whereintheworld, WEAR. How did you guys prepare outside of the social media for the conditions you're going to have to go through?
You know, this is Steve here. I wouldn't say I had a set routine down. I think it really comes down to, and for me personally, I haven't traveled outside of North America. I went to Mexico once, and that is the extent of my international travel. So I think for me, it's really going with an open mind and just really embracing the different cultures and learning about how golf is either the same or completely different in all these different cultures.
Well, and
This
let's
is
be
Chris.
fair, before you go, Chris, you're from Green Bay, Wisconsin, so I mean that's kind of not really being in North America either.
No, Steve. I'm from Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
Chris is from Oregon, but you know, being from Green Bay, it is Title Town USA, so.
Yeah, I mean, small town, and it's going. This is going to be an incredible adventure to see it through your eyes. Chris, what about your story? How did you prepare?
To be honest, you know, I've done some international travel. I traveled to China. I was there for about a month in 2008. I was there right after the Olympic Games finished. Got to go to the Paralympics. Just had a blast. And from that experience, I learned basically that things are going to go wrong, and you just have to kind of accept it and roll with it. So I'm going into this experience knowing that with the amount of travel and the amount of places that we're going to go, not everything is going to go as planned. But really, the good part about that is often those things that aren't planned are really where, you know, you really develop some lasting memories.
When do you consider yourself, being that this is a competition, do you consider yourself having kind of a leg up because you've been through some of the international travel already? I'm going to start the rivalry here if nobody else will.
I know, he's just trying to cause problems.
Well, I would say I probably have a little advantage there, and I probably have a little advantage as far as golf-wise. Steve's about a 5 or a 6, and I'm about a 1. Played college golf at Oregon, but Steve has a
God, I'm
huge advantage
disliking them
of.
more and more.
Steve, but the thing is, Steve's from Green Bay. The CEO of the company is from Green Bay, and just about, I don't know, probably 1 out of every 3 people here at headquarters is from Wisconsin. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I can, you know, make up for that advantage that he's got.
Well, and they like their cheese.
We do.
What can you tell us about, you know, I mean, this is, let's be upfront, this is about apparel, and we are apparel people. What can you tell us about the apparel that you've learned about that's going to kind of help you throughout this journey?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing, you know, has really just been kind of like the climate cool stuff. You know, it's really, you know, good at keeping you cool. You know, it's got the Cool Max fabric, you know, wicks a lot of moisture away. And certainly the second half of this trip, we're going to be in a lot of really, really warm areas, you know, Dubai, Thailand, South Korea, those places where it gets really, really hot and sticky. That's the type of thing that I'm, you know, happy to be wearing instead of, you know, sort of a cotton pullover. I'd just be sweating like crazy.
And in these, this is Steve here, in some of these places as well, we're going to be in 100-degree weather, and we're going to be in maybe 40 or 50-degree weather, and we're going to be outfitted for each place. So it's really going to be nice and interesting to see, you know, the range that that Adidas Golf apparel has with these extreme. It's not as extreme climates, but it's definitely very different. So we'll be able to really test out these products in the different countries.
I think that's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, we just did a review. We put it up on our homepage today with the Adidas eyewear, and you guys are going to be set for eye protection. They're the best glasses I've tried.
Awesome. That's good to hear. They outfit us with a couple pairs, so we're we'll be styling and be safe.
I think yes. I'm more jealous about the apparel and the accessories they get than I am about the travel. I mean, is that bad? What does that say about me? That I'm that shallow and vain?
I'm not even going to answer that question.
What you've seen the list of areas you're going to, which one are you looking most forward to?
This is Chris. I've sort of waffled back and forth. Initially, I thought it was going to be Scotland. Just, you know, it's Scotland, the home of golf. The British Open's going to be there. That's definitely going to be a highlight. But recently, I've actually been sort of thinking about Thailand and South Korea, just because they're sort of as far out of my comfort zone as possible. So
you're not going to say Oregon?
No, the thing is, I'm from there. I've been there. So certainly after having been gone for that long, I'll be really excited to, you know, get to go home. But at this point, it's kind of getting out of my element, out of my elements is really what I'm looking forward to.
And Steve?
The one, same with Chris. I think, you know, Scotland is definitely up there. We'll be out there when the British Open is going to be going on. So that's going to be just an amazing experience. For me right now, I think the one that I'm looking forward to is Germany. I think the things that they have planned, being there for when the World Cup is going on, being able to go to the Adidas World headquarters, they just have a lot of really cool things planned for us. I'm really looking forward to that one.
How can people find, we outlined, they can go to adidasgolf.com/whereintheworld, and we hope everybody goes there. And we're going to have a thread up on the THP forum where people can follow it. And we're going to be copying and pasting, you know, reports from there, and they can follow it right on our site. Where else are they going to be able to find you guys and the news if they want to find it?
Yeah, so you got it right. The main hub is the adidasgolf.com/world. And as part of the competition for Chris and I, we had to create our own Facebook fan pages and Twitter pages. And really those are the two places that you can follow each of us and really get a grasp of our experience. And for a quick little plug, if you go to facebook.com/SteveWITW and twitter.com/SteveWITW, you'll be able to follow my experiences.
And this is Chris, and you can follow me. My Facebook page is facebook.com/CDukeWITW. And my Twitter page is twitter.com/ChrisWITW.
Awesome. And then it's kind of a competition to see who can get more fans and more followers?
That's probably a little bit of it. But I think the other part of it is going to be who can create really an interactive community around their page. So
what's it worth to you guys to make sure that we, you know, which one's going to bribe me with the best Adidas stuff to make sure I can get the most people there?
Boy, I don't know. What are your sizes?
34 large, 11 shoe.
Wow, you are right in the sweet spot.
You got that
right. We'll see what we can do.
I got to tell you, I would have said just about anything if it would have gotten me stuff. I'm that guy. I know, and I'm embarrassing golfer gal now. What do you think going through all these things, and like you said, you have no idea what they're really throwing at you, just kind of a small little thing, and I will say this may be I've been through some pretty interesting job interviews, but this is certainly going to take the cake. At the end of it, what if you don't want the job?
I don't think that's going to be an issue, to be honest.
It was kind of a joke. I can't imagine you not wanting the job after going through all this. This is an absolute amazing opportunity. What do you – you said, like, you outlined the golf. What are you looking for in the golf? I mean, are you just going to go out there, play these courses, and say, oh, my God, look at the beauty, or is there more to it?
Well, I'd say it's two things. I mean, the first thing is, you know, yeah, I mean, we both love to play golf, so we're going to play these golf courses, and we're going to have a blast doing it. So that's part of it. And then the second part of it is, like we mentioned earlier, you know, we're going to be trying out a bunch of Adidas apparel and seeing how it performs in a bunch of different scenarios. So it's really both.
And another thing going along with that is Adidas Golf is a global brand. It's not just a United States brand. So it's really seen the brand in a global scale. And like I said previously, looking at golf and how similar or dissimilar it is to what Chris and I are used to playing here in the United States.
Chris, are you going to give him strokes?
No, not a chance.
Did you know that,
it's a
Steve?
Competition.
Yeah, you know, that's okay because I got the head game thing down, so I know that'll Chris has got about four shots on me right now, but I know I can get that to about even with the head games out on the course.
Oh, you're about to start some trash talking between these two guys.
That's the goal, isn't it? I mean, I want to see the competition. I'm not saying this like it's an ad. We're not paid to do this. I'm actually following this because I'm interested. I want to see who wins, and I'm gonna, you know, just like any other reality TV show, I'm gonna have to pick somebody. You always do. Which one of you guys is the villain?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure we have one yet.
Yeah. Notice
you'll,
he said
you'll have to wait to see the content.
Yeah, that takes a while before that comes to be.
Well,
whoever throws the first low blow, we'll see what that happens.
I think that was the head games he was talking about because you're up by four strokes. Well, I want to thank Golfer Gal for, you know, surprising me with this.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah, and kind of throwing a curveball at me here, but I definitely want to thank Steve and Chris for coming on before the adventure starts because I really think that, and I've said it before, I'm infatuated with this stuff, and I'm not really a reality TV kind of person, but I've been going to the site already. I've watched your video clips. I've read all the background. I'm actually really looking forward to this because being somebody who's interviewed for a job before, as most of us have, this stuff's cool to me, and I wish you guys the best of luck. Anything you want to say to the fans and listeners out there to maybe they'll vote for you?
Well, first off, you know, thanks so much for having us on. And I guess I would just say that, you know, this is Chris, by the way. You need to help me out because Steve over here, like I mentioned earlier, half the company here is from Green Bay. So it's really like cheating. Help me out.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
And, you know, I'm just this is Steve here. I'm really just trying to get my advantage because Chris has got a couple shots on me and the whole celebration, the wrap-up, is in his backyard in Oregon. So I'm just trying to get as much advantage as I can right now before heading out.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on. And like I said, we're going to follow you. We'll have stuff on the site all the time. And I look forward to seeing all your updates, you know, as often as you can do them because I want to see the rivalry bloom and I want to see the fight break out.
Yeah, and we're going to keep everything updated on our website as well because aside from the fact that I'm super jealous of what you guys are getting to do, I'm also really excited for you, and I can't wait to see how it all pans out.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And we look forward. We definitely want to have you back on, assuming you're on speaking terms at the conclusion of this.
You might have to do it separately, but that's all right.
That's what I kind of figured, and I'm starting to like him more and more. He's my guy, I can tell you. Thanks, guys. We look forward to having you on again.
Good luck to both of you.
Thanks.
Well, I got to tell you, Golfer Gal, that was actually a lot of fun. It looks like the Where in the World is underway, and I'm kind of excited to follow it.
I'm very excited to follow it. I was excited before talking to them, but now getting to know them a little bit better and, you know, kind of secretly rooting for one or the other, I think it'll be cool. I'm excited to follow it, too, now.
Why do you have to make it a secret? I wanted to kind of update everybody and tell them that I'm rooting for this person or that person.
I'm a good secret keeper.
Well, if you say so. I think both Steve and Chris are great. They're going to have a blast, obviously, because I'm the one that should be going on this, I got to tell you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
you just want to get out of walking the dog.
That could be also. But I want the Adidas gear.
Yeah, that part's awesome. The traveling's awesome. The whole thing is just ridiculous. It's like the greatest experience ever, and these two guys are so lucky.
They really are, and you know, it's the entire thing's done by the Cool Max line, and I want to remind everybody again to follow them. It's www.adidasgolf.com/whereintheworld, and where is it with a WEAR.
Mm-hmm. I think you can even do just the first letters, the WITW. I think you could do that also.
I believe you can. So I just wanted to remind everybody to check that out. We'll be following them on THP and in the forum. And we are going to, of course, have a little contest around it coming up soon as well.
Yep, absolutely. We always have contests around here.
So stay tuned to the THP forum for that, because we are going to announce that this week.
Yes.
So,
don't miss out.
For myself and Golfer Gal, and of course Steve and Chris from Where in the World, I want to remind you that despite us hitting from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Bye, everybody.